The resignation of Hussein Haqqani as ambassador to the United States from Pakistan is to be seen on several levels. It is a drama, the drama of a well-known Pakistani journalist, sometimes controversial, not always popular on his home turf, and yet very effective in many ways here in Washington. On another level, it is revealing the tensions and conflict between the military and the civilian government. And you're seeing in this particular case that the military got its way, which is the removal of Haqqani, who was seen as a little bit too vocal and an inveterate critic of the army, the military, involving itself in Pakistani politics. And thirdly, I believe it also reflects the larger, the international tensions building up between the United States and Pakistan, because Haqqani in the Pakistani press, in Pakistan, in many circles, was seen as far too closely allied or in favor of or enamored of the United States. And there were many Pakistani voices who said he represented America in a sense more than he did Pakistan. So in this one act, you're seeing the complexity and all the different strands coming together in Pakistani politics.
How vulnerable is the Zardari government now?
The Zardari government has been a very shaky government from the start, because the way it came into power, Benazir Bhutto, of course, was a genuine popular leader. She was assassinated tragically, and Zardari, who was not a contender for high office, was suddenly escalated into the post of president. And he has been a sort of MIA, missing in action kind of president. If you recall, during the floods, he wasn't there in Pakistan. He was roaming around in France and was very roundly criticized for that, and so on. So it's not a particularly popular president that Pakistan has at the moment. And incidents like this will certainly not help him. So the establishment of Pakistan, that behind the political structures runs Pakistan, like the army, like the senior civil servants and so on, they would be disapproving of many of the things that Zardari has been up to. And of course, Haqqani was very much his right-hand man. So one argument is that this may have been a vast conspiracy to get at Zardari, but through Haqqani, because if Haqqani is guilty, then obviously his boss, Zardari, is implicated. And that is how Pakistanis spend the time during the day, weaving all these conspiracy theories. And this is one of the theories now doing the rounds in Pakistan.
Well, does it have any validity? Do you see any further actions or a game of dominoes being played following the Haqqani resignation?
That we will have to wait and see. It may well happen. It may, might not happen. It is a very delicate situation. That matters are fast developing in the region. As you know, there's a plan to draw down American troops in the next couple of months. There are negotiations on various levels with the Taliban on both sides of the border. There are all kinds of ceasefires being announced. And the region is really in flux. And in that, you have the instability of the Pakistani political structure. So it is a situation that warrants close watch. And I think we will see dramatic developments in the next couple of months.
Could that include a military coup?
Well, in Pakistan, the equation has been a very fine one, a very delicate one, between the civilian government and the military establishment. Wherever the military establishment has seen the civilian government faltering, being seen as too incompetent or corrupt or ineffective, the army has moved in. And this may be the beginning of the end, where, in fact, the army is preparing for some sort of more direct intervention or more direct control of the levers of power. What would be preventing it is the understanding, the knowledge that it is, at this moment in Pakistan history, not particularly popular. Normally, the army, when it does come in, it's happened several times in Pakistan history, is seen as the savior. Invariably, people welcome it and say, thank God, the army has come now to bring back some kind of law and order and stability and clean up the mess the politicians have made. But in this case, it will be very difficult, and that is the dilemma I think the generals face, because if they did come back, the army's not been popular. Musharraf went, he didn't go under a cloud of glory, he went under a cloud of distrust and suspicion, and therefore there's a bad taste from his rule, which is the army rule not too long ago, only a couple of years ago. And if the army is back, I'm afraid we'll be back to square one, and we will then see the people of Pakistan resisting yet another martial law in Pakistan.